Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Missouri Agriculture Director Chris Chin wants state use labels for dicamba put in place to allow a temporary ban on the herbicide to be lifted this week. Chin says the restriction was imposed following more than 140 complaints about damage from possible drift of the herbicide.
And we had commercial applicators who were calling with concerns that they had done everything by the label and they couldn't guarantee that they hadn't caused damage to neighboring fields. And so they were very concerned, as were farmers and ranchers who said they had done everything according to the label as well, and they were really concerned that they might have caused damage to their neighbors.
Chin says her department is collaborating with herbicide makers Monsanto, BASF, and DuPont to develop the state use labels. Agriculture is one of the top five industries in Missouri, contributing $88.4 billion to the economy. An $11 million settlement has been reached between a Columbia man and six police detectives who accused him of killing Columbia Daily Tribune sports writer Kent Heitholt. Retired Detective Jeff Westbrook says he wanted to go to trial, but his attorney advised against it.
He said the question is, can their attorney lead a jury to think you did something wrong? And I guess the answer to that was yes.
In 2013, Ferguson's conviction was vacated. Westbrook says he still believes Ferguson was responsible for the 2001 murder. The Missouri Highway Patrol says 15 Oklahoma children have been rushed to hospitals after a church bus rolled over today in Camden County. Nancy Simpson reports.
Troopers say the children, who range in age from 11 to 14, were taken to local hospitals with injuries after the bus flipped on a curve. One was more seriously hurt, though, and had to be airlifted to a hospital in Springfield. The wreck happened on Highway AA north of 54 near Roche, Missouri. Nancy Simpson for the Missouri Net, Springfield.
U.S. Senators Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt are praising the Department of Homeland Security's decision to grant Missouri an extension to comply with the federal Real ID requirements. The state legislature passed a bill this year, and Governor Greitens signed it into law that allows Missourians to choose whether they want a driver's license that gives them access to commercial planes, federal buildings, and military bases. The Missouri Supreme Court has affirmed a circuit court's judgment in the case involving a man convicted as a juvenile of first-degree murder. LaDale Nathan was convicted of the 2009 killing of Gina Stallis and seriously injuring two others during a St. Louis home invasion. Former Anheuser-Busch CEO August Bush IV has been arrested for trying to fly a helicopter while allegedly intoxicated. Illinois police received reports Monday afternoon of an unauthorized helicopter landing at a business. Anheuser-Busch is based in St. Louis. This is Missouri Net News.